3, 2, 1, go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Abba.
Hey, Caitlin, how you doing?
Long time no see. So I've missed your face.
I've missed your face. So I've missed you. We were overtaken by the month of October.
Really, it's been a month. I feel like we're always like, it's been a week, but now it's been a month. Lots of things going on in the world, lots of personal changes in our work lives.
Guys, we've not recorded in a month, and now we like don't remember anymore.
Now we don't know how to record. We're also in the US, had their time change today, which I am not a fan of it getting dark at like 4:30 at night. So, but it's early now. So
what did you guys do?
We could not figure out what time we needed to plan the recording.
Caitlin kept checking. And even whatever we landed on, like even when she was texting me this morning, I'm just like, wait, this is still not what I finally Googled and like adjusted to. And it's nothing. I don't understand that time switch.
I don't either. But I texted you this morning. No, I think that was supposed to be a thing and then it didn't actually get signed off on. But I know that was like on the table as it was like a bill to be passed. But I don't know what happened. I need to look it up because I really thought it was not going
to
happen.
Like,
either.
How can they just be committed to confusing the citizens?
I know. And I mean, you leave work. Like, I would so much rather go to work in the dark in the morning and have that light in the afternoon. You know,
you were saying
I don't
want to
leave work when it's dark.
Six?
No, it's going to tonight. I just checked. The sun will be setting here at 4:45 p.m. It's not.
So what are you going to do for vitamin D?
Where's the logic in that?
The seasonal deep seas?
Yeah. No, there's no fighting. They just tell us to like lean into it. Be depressed. We want you all
to focus on your work here, which is capitalism.
Yes.
Engage with the industrial complex. Show up to work. Go home and work. Your children are
go
working.
Go home in the dark. You don't feel like you can go outside because it's dark and cold. And,
I used to hate that where it's just like, That thing for going home when it's already, because there is a thing, because even now, you know, when it's regular hours, like the way I have regular sunshine, that's one of the perks of living on the equator. Mm-hmm. But like whenever, like it's never even about working late days if you have to stay at work late, because if you come back and get sun, no matter what it, even if you have to work at home, there's something that switches.
Right.
There's something about driving home with sunshine and getting to like enjoy your house when it still has light outside.
Right.
That makes you feel like you're okay. Which even if you have to do, so when I'm really busy, I usually will start my day early. I'm not very good at working late in the night anymore. I used to be.
Yeah.
But
me
I'm
either.
More likely to like
me
wake
either.
Up in the dark, get like 3 solid hours before the sun comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm good. But when you have to, like, come back, like, when you switch it, like, and all your, like, for me, it would just be switching to work until 7 p.m., which is late, but not as late, as many more hours as I would do maybe if I start working at 3 or 4. But you feel so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been, like, prepping my, like, cocoon phase of the year, you know, getting ready to go to bed. I mean, I go to bed early anyway, but in the winter when it's dark, like, you get home and it's already dark, your mind's like, I should be sleeping right now, you know?
It's just like immediately get in bed at 5:30 p.m.
I know. So it'll be an adjustment. It always is. I always have a hard time with that time change. So
oh, good luck. Speaking of like October and sleep schedules though, how was it for you on the full moon week? Did you sleep?
No, I slept terribly. You know, yeah, we talked about this. We were texting
about this.
It? Yeah.
No, I'm asleep.
I mean,
I
with like the. Mm-hmm, yeah, I was able to. I mean, I feel like it was more just waking up in the middle of the night and then not being able to go back to sleep and just like laying there with my eyes wide open until it was like time to get up for work.
It was so hectic. That was week before last. And I think I had like really good sleep on Sunday and I was away for like, it was like this offsite like work meeting thing, like leadership work meeting thing. And then Sunday I slept really well. And then the first night there I slept well, which never happens. So the Monday, I, like when I'm in a new place, I'm in a hotel. And then Tuesday to Thursday, I think I slept like 2 hours each night. I was just like, what's happening?
Oh my gosh.
And I was waking up nonstop and just like, I think I'd fall asleep early and then not early, but like, let's say by 11:30, I managed to knock out. And then the same thing, I'm awake at 2:00. And the next time I'll get remotely sleepy is like 5:30. And this happened for like straight days. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm losing my mind. But since then though, like the last week I was sleeping good. Bruh, as soon as the full moon came,
good.
I was just like,
it's my time. Yeah, my sleep has definitely, it's been, I mean, my sleep is always off, but I didn't tell you, I bought this, you're going to laugh when I show you the pictures. I can't show you right now because we're on my phone.
Show me your iPad.
I bought a portable sauna.
What?
And so it's like.
Is it like the red light
it's thing? So funny. No, it's like a little cocoon of fabric and your head sticks out of the top. But it's like a bubble. It's like so funny. I saw these online like a long time ago and I giggled because they look so funny. And then it was like coming into fall and I was like, oh, it's getting like chillier. And I keep my house really cold. Like I don't run the heat a lot because it's just so drying. Like, you know, my hair and skin, it feels bad. So I keep it cold. And I was like, it'd be nice to have something like instead of just taking a bath every night to just like steam me before bed. And I was like, oh my gosh, those silly things. So I looked them up and there was like a major sale on them. And I mean, I still spent like a lot of money on this. It was like $140. So no judgment.
Okay,
but
has it gotten there yet?
Yes, my sister tried it out when she visited and I've been using it every day too, but I'll have to. She loved it. She laughed because it's
love
hilarious. Because
it?
your head, yes.
I'm sure you look
and it has a little chair.
But like, does it feel
absolutely
good?
Ridiculous? But it feels so good. And like Millie and Verna, when I'm in it, they're just like looking at it all weird because it's just like all you see is my head and then this huge contraption that my body is inside.
Sorry, what? How long do you sit inside? What are you doing with your hands? Are you just like placing your hands on your?
Okay,
lap?
So that's the other thing. I mean, I usually keep my hands inside, but they do have little like zippers where my hands can stick out if I like wanted to read a book or be on my phone. And so it's even. I know.
You have to send me a picture of yourself in it.
I will. Like, my sister took like a video of me inside.
Oh my God.
Sitting. But it's awesome. And it gets up to 140 degrees. So it's really nice. And so I'll do that for like 20 minutes before I go to bed. And then I'm all relaxed. And
oh
then I
my
fall
God,
asleep
your
like immediately.
Your skin's going to be so good too.
I know, because it's so, so dry in New Mexico in the winter. My skin, it's just, like, cracking. And you like, can't keep up with moisture because it just, you go outside and it, like, sucks it right out of you. So
oh my gosh,
hopefully
like,
this helps.
An immediate
but it's definitely keeping me warm. Mm-hmm.
I've been
so it's hilarious,
more in this season,
but it's awesome.
Well, in a, not a portable
Okay, do
spot.
You have, at a gym? Okay, that's the thing. The gym here that has a sauna, it's $50 a month. So I was like, whatever, I'll just have it in my house. $50 a month for like the gym to use the sauna.
Okay, so in 3 months and you can have a permanent sauna. No, I've not been. So I have friends who, like there's a friend of mine who their apartment has a sauna, which I'm just like, oh my God,
oh.
I wish I lived in a place with a sauna. I have a sauna and a jacuzzi. So I've gone to that one. But then
oh,
I also have
so
another
nice.
Friend who got a sauna installed outside her house. Like it's a wooden sauna. And
no way. Yeah, those are so cool.
It's just like it's a drive. I'm speaking of a drive, actually my car, I left my car over there. I should probably go to the sauna today.
Good idea.
Yeah, I wish
that's
I
so
that
good.
Would be so nice. Like I like the idea of like, it's really just good for inflammation and it's good for relaxing. And like you're saying, it's the winter time. Here, I was telling the El Nino rains that was supposed to come earlier didn't come. And the Prince King Charles, whatever he is, came to Kenya this Monday, came with like a bunch of traffic and like heavy rains.
Why?
And cloudy weather and cold. It's been just raining nonstop since. I'm just like, your wicked colonial vibes just changed the climate. It's been summertime. It was like perfect weather this whole time.
No.
And it's been gray and rainy and cold since. So it would be great if I had.
Why is he there?
Who knows? He's doing his little tours. You haven't seen him like in The Crown when they go to like their ex-colonies?
I mean, you know how little of a shit I give about like the... I do not care about like the British royalty.
No, sure.
You know... I know, but people do, and I know they follow it, but if I see anything like that on, like, a news story, I immediately, it's like my brain shuts off because there's, like, not an ounce of interest in my mind.
This is literally from, like, The Crown, like, where they visit colonies. They visit the ex-colonies. That's their work, I guess. They go on tour every song.
But what are they doing?
I don't know.
It's like a tour of, like, oh... This
they come
is what
and
I
apologize for the horrible things they did. They come and like people dance.
It's an apology
it's
tour.
It's not an apology.
So why are they getting danced for if it's an apology tour?
Caitlin, we are still colonized. How did you?
I know, but it's like, do they actually ever like take accountability for anything when
he
they
apologized.
Do the tours?
He was like the oh my gosh. I also do not watch this stuff. Of course, it was all over my news timeline this last week. But he said something about, like, you know, the long relationship that we've had and, like, the awful things and the travesty from, like, colonial past, blah, da, da, da. And, like, it's like...
The past,
oh,
huh?
My gosh. Mm-hmm. And you should see, like, all the freedom fighters who are still not dead. They're all, of course, in the 90s. They're just like, give us our land back. Like, I don't know why you're here, bro. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
But he came with El Nino, so I could use a sauna for sure. Actually, I don't think I'll be leaving my house. I should figure out. Anyway, no, let me not ramble. My brain is deviating. But yes, back on the farm and on colonialism. Speaking of colonizers.
Yes, there's a lot going on in the world right now. I know. And we also took a break because things have just felt really heavy in the world and also in our personal lives. But we, for a while, we had been wanting to have an episode where we talked about activism and Aminatu and did an episode about this that I still remember because remember when they used to take like letters from listeners or emails, I guess? And a listener wrote in, I don't even remember what year it was, but like there was like heinous stuff going on, of course. And this listener was like, I consider myself an activist, but I'm also extremely introverted and shy, and doing kind of like on the street style activism is like something that I like truly feel like I cannot do, but I still want to be like an active, informed person in my community. And she kind of wrote in about, like what are ways or suggestions to like still be actively involved in, you know, the happenings of the world that can fit my personality without leading me to like be forcing myself into the types of activism that like would burn me out or just like would not work for, like I wouldn't be good at, or, you know, everything like that. And I thought, do you remember that episode?
It sounds familiar. I don't remember it exactly, but it's so interesting how you've articulated it like that, because I was legit having that exact conversation with Kieran. Guys, remember Kieran from the embodiment episode? I know that was something we were talking about earlier in the month. Not early, like maybe 2 weeks ago, a week ago. So something that she was also struggling with because, again, like personality-wise and the way she's highly sensitive and the way you're engaging with the information and the news... how much you're taking in, understanding that it is important. Like, I feel like it's also that balance, which I've also been struggling with, where it's like, what's the balance of, like, it's important to take care of myself and my personal and mental health is important, but I'm also just like, but people are literally being murdered. So like, I don't know what the balance is of like taking care of my mind and also like making sure that you're showing up in the ways that make sense.
Right.
And it's just like, is my personal, your personal health, of course, is always important, but like, is, should it take a center focus right now when people's literal human rights are at stake? But it's just like, what are you even good at? You know, like, so I know we'd gone to
and
this,
how,
yeah, and how those, you know, there was a call out for a protest that march that was supposed to happen in Nairobi. And it's, so she was just saying, it's, that's just literally not an option for me to go to something like that. Like, I'm, but it's like, there's people who, that is the space where they go to the protest. There's people who, it's the conversations.
Right.
There's people,
like,
it's information share. Like, how do you even determine that? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's something, I think with like social media now and being like, we, it's almost impossible to like disconnect in any way. Like, there is also a pressure of like one certain type of activism. And like, I think, like, for me, when I think about how I've been kind of informed, or like, it was through like these like easy, more like easygoing like conversations with people where you don't even realize like activism's happening. Right. So, and I think that's such like a powerful form of, okay, well, some people are like actually marching in the streets and they're like a card carrying activist. That's kind of like a term that people use here. And then other people are like the behind the scenes people having like really like beautiful conversations with people, like changing their mind. How do they, you know, kind of having a behind the scenes, like, okay, well, you're going to do this more like, I don't know, like you're kind of like informing the people and then they're going out to do these other things. And, you know, there's like so many different ways to be involved without having to kind of like kill your personality's way of doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like for some people, like here in the US, like a lot of times it's like, okay, like there's definitely like a need for bodies like in a place to show, like physically show that like there's a presence for a cause. But then there's also people who so much power. Yes. Yeah. And then there's also like letter writing to your representatives. There's phone calls, there's emails, like there's, so, you know, there's smaller circle meetings, you know, like holding like a local like meeting at your library is something that like, I think people that are going to have like more problems with huge crowds can do something like that, or stay in their home and like write letters, you know, like there's,
what do you because feel like is your personality's way of engaging? So you're saying you've had like some softer conversations. I think for me, definitely those like smaller circle spaces where it is a group, but it's largely strangers, but it's like a smaller gathering. I've really wanted to be able to show up for a protest, but I've, the way my cortisol is set up and the way I'm on perpetual fight or flight in kind of certain kind of spaces, I don't think I'd ever be able to really engage in that. But I think for me, something that's been really, I think that's really pressed on my spirit is just, so of course we're talking about the Palestine-Israel, what is it? What do you call it? Is it a war? I don't know. Thing.
Conflict, I mean, it doesn't really seem like a war when it's so, yeah, it but like I don't know.
There's the situation in Palestine and Israel right now. But like, I think for me, the thing that's really blown my mind is just how I did not even know that like Palestine wasn't like a real country that's separate from, like until late last year. So I'm just like, how have I been? And the people around me also, like, coming from a very evangelical country, the narrative, of course, I grew up in a religious home. Like, the narrative is very, you know, Israel's home. And this is not even, like, for the, okay, going into deep in discussing whatever the Zionist movement and the creation of Israel as a state is, but just, like, the lack of information and just seeing, like, the kind of information that's actually showing up in general in, like, the news and in my timeline. I've been, like, I feel like my piece has just been, I feel like I need to share within my circles to anyone who will be interested in looking at it on my social media, what actual the historical situation looks like and the situation that is playing right now. But then like what you're saying, the fact that you're literally watching a genocide in real time, the thing that's been happening, which I know is not really beneficial to me or anyone else, is like you then you wake up and I immediately go to my phone and I immediately look for like 1 hour. I'm seeing these horrible things and then I go into my regular life and it's just like, I don't know, what is even the balance of like how you're consuming, what you'll be sharing and how is it, you know?
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, it is like you do have to take it in and it's so important to know and be informed, but like to what extent does it just become like the, you know, the you're basically just consuming like trauma porn, and like when do you actually, you know, otherwise you can, it's like almost like addicting just to like see these awful things but feel like completely trapped on like, okay, but what can I do, you know? Like what, it's not, there comes a point where it's like I'm seeing all these horrific images, like I'm inundated with them, but like you too much and like you feel completely helpless, you know? So it's like finding the ways to like actually navigate these like horrific things we're watching in real time,
which is and so then, crazy, I guess, you know,
and then functioning in your own life still too,
because life is like also going, you know, on, and I'd like to talk about that, like
what, doesn't stop
what the energy of life itself felt like when October came around, even before October 7th, right? I feel like for me, there was a very clear shift by like October 1st. I could already tell. And I remember saying like, I definitely want to be in the house more. I don't want to go outside. It feels like, it just felt like it was a heavier month and I was like hunkering down for it. And I was like, wait, did I like manifest the chaos?
I mean, I definitely felt the heaviness of October too. And like you had some major shifts in like your life and work. And I did too. Like I got switched to a new courtroom and took on a whole new caseload of new, like a new felony docket. And it's like, I'm inundated with like the just general stress of that. And then, you know, like in my job, like it's so emotionally taxing anyway. Like I will never like get over the feeling of like people being sent to prison, like, and what it feels like to see someone getting, you know, taken off knowing they're doing like heavy time in DOC. And like, I, to feel like even in that job where I, you know, I wanted to go into this type of work to impart some kind of like, or help with some kind of like systemic change. But every day, all you're doing is like putting out fires and you're not, you know, and so feeling kind of helpless in like my own realm of like activism, because, you know, there's, you're trapped in like a system, and then getting home and then kind of trying to like create some kind of boundary in my life from that, would, that job and my life, which you can't. And then also seeing, okay, like aside from the, you know, the world of mass incarceration that like I work in, what else is happening? And you know what I mean? It's just like, it's never like the horrific things are just like never ending. And now we're just watching something happen on such a large scale. Like, I don't know. So, and something that, again, there's been like, there's been such a rhetoric in like, I, for so long. And then we're kind of seeing this, we're seeing so much, and that's like changing that idea of like kind of what we've been told forever is like, how do you make sense of that? Like, how do you make sense of everything in your own life? And then this giant, you know, like, I mean, thing happening, and like, I don't know. It just, it doesn't end. So like, what do you do?
Yeah. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. And, oh, yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, I know the nature of your work, but I feel like hearing about it right now, like being able to carry whenever the world is fully burning, because your regular work is dealing with a world that is always burning, with dealing with like, gosh, like the prison system is probably like the most demoralizing space to work in America, but you still have to like show up and show up a lot for your clients. And how do you even not, and you know, there's bad months with cases also where like there's terrible things happening to your clients and you still have to like not lose hope because someone has to carry it, and then the world's burning too, and what does that even look like, balancing those two? And but like the way you're explaining, where it just feels like sometimes like you're firefighting, like yes, you wanted to like drive this shift also in this space in your small way. But like, yeah, I feel like that also resonates with living like the work in impact work. And I guess I work in education and poverty alleviation, you know, for women. But it's like, I feel like that's been the thing that's been difficult recently, is just like feeling like I'm so disconnected to what their alleged mission is. It just feels like an environment of like fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And then those, you know, so there's like a lot of conversations I was having with myself around work, what makes sense for my longer term work. Am I still interested in doing the work that I'm doing? Do I want to do, you know, and so, you know, like, and work comes with like a lot of complexities as well. There's also like interpersonal things that are always going on that sometimes affect the work in itself, right? So yeah, I feel like I don't know, October was not, it did not feel healthy. I feel like I was definitely coping in the best ways that I could. I feel like my main thing was, I was like, I'm going to be sober in October. And I didn't do it intentionally to start, but I feel like there's always something when it feels like there's too much about to happen. I'm like, yeah. I need to be fully here to like see it all coming. And like, I felt that from October 1st, I was just like, I think I need to just like focus on like, I need to be clear. I need literal mental clarity. Because it felt like there was just something in the atmosphere, and there was stuff happening in like personal life, and work life, and then the global scale, and then in my community, the different places, ways that people are relating to what's happening in the global scale. Like, what does it happen? What does it look like?
Right.
Like my friends who come from places that are a lot closer to the situations that are happening, and so like, you know, the way you're carrying your pain is kind of different from the way I would be able to carry the pain, right? And I just like, I was cocooning. I was like, I don't think I can handle socializing. I was feeling overwhelmed by the idea of like meeting up with friends a lot. And yeah, I needed to take time out from that. It really shocked me. I spent the whole of this year ready to be Sailor Moon for Halloween. And by the time Halloween came around, I wasn't even aware that it was Halloween. I was just like, I'm fighting for my life. I can't even imagine playing dress up and going to a party. But then I don't know if this is cosmically, time is a social construct, the calendar is a construct, but like I felt a very serious shift happen when November came around as well. Yes, there's all this chaos still happening, but I could just, for me it felt like even like I had more capacity, like it felt like an increase in capacity to handle whatever it is that's going on. In October it just felt like I cannot deal. And I felt like I've not felt as dissociated with my body as I was feeling in October. I feel like even my relationship with like desire, like, and I was just like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't know what, like, is my body broken? But it was just like, I was just existing above and like, I need to just cope and survive this and figure out how, I don't know. It was,
it's a lot.
It was a lot.
So how do you, like, what do you find is, like, the way that you can, like, stay actively involved and informed in, like, the things that matter in the world, like, but still, like, take care of yourself at the same time? Like, have you found a way to do that? Like, what does that look like for you?
Honestly, I think for me it's still a work in progress, because I thought I was a lot clearer on how I managed that, and then how this was playing out and the way I was navigating with everything didn't really feel like the most balanced way, or I don't even know what balance really looks like. But from November, which has only existed for 5 days, what does it look like? But it feels different. It even feels like I'm carrying things different. You know, it's yes, and is that what improv, the way improv works, is the yes and that's how a story continues and how you keep building. I feel like it's been a shift for me in what does it look like to be able to, because personally, and I read this thing also, like, where like grief and being able to carry the weight of grief without letting it overwhelm you is like a part of it, and there's been actual grief, like there's also, anyway, no, let me not veer off. But like, there's friends around me who've lost someone close, and now there's like people like mm-hmm. reading, like, you know, in this country around me as well. But like I feel like it's the ability, for me, it's just like, what does it look like carrying the weight and being present for the weight? Because I feel like it's personally important, and I feel like it's important to like actually mm-hmm. be able to like look at grief and not turn away from it in whatever scale and in whichever spaces it's happening. But I think for me in these 5 days, or maybe like the last 7 days, what's been different is just like, I don't know why, for me in the beginning of October, it felt like I needed to disconnect even from like people, but like, and that is where I was. I think there was I was seeking solitude to some level, but for me, what it's felt like is connection is part of how I heal the mm-hmm. heaviness. So like finding ways that I still am enjoying staying connected. Yes, I'm not interested in being in big groups necessarily, but like actively setting out time for like meaningful connection in my community. Yoga, I just started yogaing again. I don't know, that just kicked up as well. Like I was just interested in stretching my body. It didn't feel like, I didn't run in October. I think I ran like twice or once. So I wasn't exercising, but like it felt like I needed to take a break from that. But I just finding another way to move your body that makes it feel good right after I'm done. But I'm figuring it out. What does it look like for you? What does it look like for you to be able to like take care of yourself even as you're, and also not just like now when we're witnessing like deep heaviness in the world. I think we've talked about this also before, but like in your work, this is a perpetual, like this is something, this mm-hmm. is the kind of energy that you kind of have to carry consistently. How do you like carry and separate mm-hmm. and be able to still leave room for light, because I feel like joy is a protest as well, like being
right,
finding meaning in life and living a good life. It's just like, don't let it, capitalism and the, you know that, you know, the meme of Adele pointing, just, they want you to be like despondent and downtrodden, and that's part of it. Was like,
yeah, no, I think joy definitely is like a radical thing, you know, especially like finding joy in times of like deep despair. But I definitely, so I, my like boss, she's like very big on like you taking time for yourself and stepping away and like turning it off a little bit is mm-hmm. like going to help. Like you think like, I can't leave my clients, I have, this is still going on, you know, but she's like, you stepping away and like taking time for yourself and recharging and whatever you need to do is actually what's going to help your clients. Like mm-hmm. if you're just like running on fumes all the time. And I think about that a lot. Like when it's like, oh, I feel like I absolutely can't take a day off or something. It's like, well, no, I'm going to come back and this is like going to benefit the people, you know, like all of my clients, because I'm going to be like more energized, you know, have like a clear mind, like not sleep deprived, everything like that. And I think that applies to, you know, activism in general, is like saying like, okay, I'm going to stay informed and actively involved, but like there's also power in like letting myself rest a little bit too. So then the next day I can come back and, you know, do XYZ or, but I definitely think for me, you know, it's, there's so many ways to like commit yourself to like activism and the causes that are, you know, important to be involved in. Like, again, like we talked about before, like you don't have to be, you can, and I think it's amazing and it's so needed, but you don't have to be the person that's marching in the street every day. Like there's so much behind the scenes, like activism work in like any realm. And I think there is a pressure sometimes with social media to be like, I have to be the one like in the streets right now. And again, like while that's important and bodies need to be there for like a presence, like there are just so many ways to care and be involved. And I think leaning into your community in general is powerful, like directly where you are too, because even though we're seeing these horrific things in real time happening far away from like where you and I are, like we can't disconnect from our own community at the same time. You know, we can mobilize and still care for our community and their concerns and also like mobilize them and be having these conversations and be, you know, getting people to be involved in the cause at home too, you know? Yeah. And I think that's where you see these like really, these like the impact is like powerful, you know? 'Cause like I said, that's how I've always like learned and started becoming mobilized, was not like by seeing someone on the internet. It's like by these like close at home conversations.
Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah. And I know there's also been like a lot of people also around me who are, I guess they're spirit workers or like healers, mm-hmm. who, you know, what your contribution looks like, you know, whatever version of like prayer looks like sending energy out to all of the people to like ease your mind as you're carrying, mm-hmm. all of this. So I think the main thing for me is just like, then it's really important to figure out what is the thing. Where is my aunt? One of my aunts is always just like, it's not important to like, don't get good, don't improve in things that you're not good at. Just like get really good at what, mm-hmm. you already comes natural to you. Just like, no, that, yeah. She lives in America and she's just like, you know, Americans always just like trying to get you, like, you need to be good at like figuring this out. And it's just like, Abba, you don't like doing dishes. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to clean dishes. Let someone else do dishes. Lean into the thing that you actually enjoy doing and are good at. So it's just like, if engaging in like smaller conversations is where it is that is more meaningful, if it is showing up to care for the people who are, what did you call them with the cards? Card protesting?
Card carrying activists.
Maybe the card carrying activists need like downtime for like other conversations, mm-hmm. after.
Right.
Maybe it's actual reading books. So that's also another thing. I've been on Libby. I'm like, mm-hmm. learning and being able to like share resources that I get is also important to me. So it's just like, yeah, it's maybe so, like engage, yeah, in reading more.
It's so important.
If, and just like the thing that is more aligned to how your spirit and your personality moves, and like lean into that. I think it's just the thing, I guess, not even being wary of, like, just let's not, trying not to be like too overwhelmed and overwhelmed into be like being not being able to now like do anything at all. Like, 'cause a prayer is important in the activism as the marching is important, you know, like, so like just if it's writing, mm-hmm. the letter, if it is whatever it is that makes sense for you, like not being despondent and like taking care of yourself and just like finding the thing that has meaning. But I think what you're saying for like taking the time to recharge, like the way you do in your work, that might even be why I'm like, oh, I think I'm figuring out balance, is because I slept really well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like, hey, instead of like staying up an extra 45 minutes to watch all of this on your phone, like instead, like plan to like, you know, make a plan for the next day and what you're going to do and how you're going to be active, and like go to sleep earlier instead, you know, like
have. And some days you need actual downs because like you have a lot of other stuff going on. I think it should also not be like triggered by guilt. If you're truly present and, right. there's something that you actually care about, find the meaningful way that makes sense for you and don't be worried about how, then, because then you're ending up just now like performing, like,
mm-hmm. well, yeah, that, yeah. It is, it does become performative, and then what, it's like a, you know, you bounce in for a second, like make a social media post, yeah. and then like you're like, peace, back to your regularly scheduled programming, you know.
Exactly. Speaking of performance, yeah. activism, though, not saying that they're always a performer, but do you know about Sean King?
Oh, do I? What did he? Sean, oh my King. Gosh! I don't follow him online, but I did. Well, yeah. I mean, if you listened, that is the thing. Listen to the women that tell you not to, specifically to the Black women, oh, specifically, God. That tell you not to follow Sean King. But I did read a news article that he's like taking credit for getting some like
Sean King literally takes like, credit for everything. It's going to take credit for the ceasefire when it eventually comes out, and I'm 100% sure. I'm like, so Biden isn't the one negotiating.
Oh my gosh.
You're the one negotiating with who? The Prime Minister of Israel? Anyway, he negotiated the release of hostages. He's been negotiating the adding of humanitarian resources, even though the UN can't seem to figure it out.
Oh my, he's
right. I'm just like, who are your connections? That's what I'm like. Just like,
I think how? It's Iron Man. I think Shook.
I mean, maybe we're laughing, but like, jokes on us. Like, I don't know. I'm just
gonna sit here and say Shook has never helped anything in activism because he has. I'm going to say
he definitely has. Completely
deluded and way more interested in centering himself for glory in all of it. But you know, two things can be true. So
that yeah, and I think okay, and I do think that's another important point that are like. Is, I don't know, like matters a lot in like these conversations is like we always, I don't know, I'm always trying to remember, okay, like what do the powers that be, like what do they want us to be thinking? How are they controlling this narrative? Like always being cognizant of that, but then realizing that like, yeah, multiple things can be true at once. And I think like at the end of the day, like why are these weirdo politicians like arguing about like specific wordage that we're using when like at the end of the day, like children are dying. I don't know. So
Kim, there's yeah. people dying as Kourtney
Kardashian. I know. That's what I was like. Am I quoting Kim Kardashian right now? Or no, Kourtney. It's Kourtney. Get yourself out of the center. Yeah. So it's like, why are we arguing about like, I mean, I don't know, you know, but that's the world.
And I think
that's all that to say, take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. And be aware that, like, no matter how sure we all are of everything that is going on and what, the powers that be have their whole thing going on. And we're all, like, pawns in their game. So, like, just make sure you're, like, keeping your heart alive.
Keep that in mind, yeah.
And not getting too caught up in it. All because at the end of the day, all these people are homies and they're all going to figure themselves out and they do not care what the catastrophes they have to cause to get whatever it is that they want. And the world is weird.
I know. It's just, yeah, it's... well, anyways, I hope that you have a good rest of the week. We'll have to catch up on like, you know, things that we've been doing in the last, you know, next time we record a podcast, what we've been doing, how we've been, you know, staying involved without the extreme types of burnout and, you know.
Yeah. And good luck navigating the
time
change and end of year fatigue. But really at the bottom line of it is take care of yourself and take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And this life is also important to enjoy. So make sure you're enjoying it when you get a chance to live it.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you later, Abba.
Talk to you later, Katie. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. You can stream all our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. If you enjoy the show, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as this helps our show grow. Follow us on Instagram @InOurOwnTimePod.